Hello, this is Grant.
You, what's going on, man?
Oh,
Noel.
just another day in the
FYI.
life, Noel. Oh, I know it's you. I know your voice.
Now you know. Yeah, today's been an interesting day. I don't know if you've heard of this before, but have you ever heard of Coxsackie?
What is that?
It's a virus that babies get. It's a somewhat, I guess, common virus called hand-foot-mouth disease.
Oh, Jesus, my girlfriend had that in high school. It was miserable.
Yeah, so she's got that today, so that fucking sucked.
Oh,
My wife had to leave. What's that?
sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, wifey had to leave work early, and also I'll be working from home for part of the day tomorrow till Amanda's parents come to help out, so I can go to work from there. So it'll be a little interesting. But whatever, it's what happens. Babies get sick. It's what happens. Anywho, on to business. All right, so here's the deal. So good news, bad news. I'll get good news. Obviously, got 250 over 12. Bad news is the risk got a little bit riskier. I know it seems a little strange that they're like, oh, we gave a higher amount, but the risk got riskier. It was mainly due to that's why it was capped at 12, but that's fine because I think we really need 12 anyway, as far as term length. But here's what I'm going to do. So I want to give you good, bad news, and then the kind of off the record. You know, I probably should call for my cell phone, but whatever. Needle in the haystack. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do
Who's
what I'm
this
gonna
guy
try to do.
next to me? Should I have him next to me so I can talk to him about it?
Oh yeah, put on speaker then, or I'll give you both call.
I don't have. Yeah, if you, if I could call you on the cell if we want to go on speaker.
That's fine. I mean, I can give him a call
No,
right
I'm not
after.
gonna. Here. I'm just
Yeah.
gonna hand it over.
Perfect. Yeah.
What's up, dude?
Yo, what up? What up? All right. So, I was just giving Grant the scoop here. So, basically, long and short of it, good news, offer got higher. Bad news, risk got a little riskier, albeit not by much. But here's what I'm going to do. I know we're looking to do
You said
a.
offer got higher?
Yeah, we got 250 on 12 now.
Oh, I think before we got 250 on 12.
I think we had 225, maybe, going off
I think we
memory.
only
I
no, I
can
think
look
we
back.
only asked. I think we asked for docs for 225. No big deal. I don't know if this guy
Yeah.
doesn't want more than 225, by the way. I appreciate it. He
That's fine.
just it's one of these guys who doesn't want
Yeah.
to go crazy.
That's fine. So here's what I'm gonna do. I know this is more just nitty-gritty stuff. Long and short of it, because we're all the different, you know, like waived no fee and cut pricing and all that, I
Yeah.
can't go as low as 120 paying two. However, here's what I'm gonna do. This is not something that I can't. I've done this trick once or twice before, maybe this year. This is not something I can do a lot of, but I know this is one particular for you that you know. Hopefully, it's a
Well,
needle in the
yeah, and
haystack.
just you know,
Yeah.
like his payoff comes up in about 3 weeks and all, and so I'm gonna tell him like if he pushes, I'm gonna say like, hey man, here's the deal, but I need this to be done now. You know, like I cannot guarantee this until the end of the month. After the end of the month.
Perfect. That's the way we want to do it. Here's what I'm gonna do. I know this is gonna be more kind of nitty-gritty, but I just wanted to let you know, just in case somebody catches wind. The way it works in our system is that we have to submit for executive pricing or submit the deal to be overridden by finance, right? So when we have to say, hey, the terms are this. Here's executive pricing as agreed. Whatever, whatever. I submit it for, let's say, a 118 buy rate, and then a 120 sell rate, and then they usually ask for all the terms, whatever. They approve it, and now the system will allow me to send out docs for it, whatever.
Okay.
However, I'm supposed to put in if the OP is waived or not, but I reserve this for very special cases because it's kind of a loophole in our controls. But I can get the buy rate reduced up front to give us a 118 buy and a 120 sell. I'm supposed to tell that if there's an OP waive, but I won't. And as long as I get the waiver approved, excuse me, the buy rate adjusted up front, then I can waive the OP on the back end. And as long as nobody, and this is just one commission out of, you know, fucking, you know, hundreds of deals that we're funding in a week, so they probably will not see it. So long and short of it, what I'm going to do is get approved for 120 paying two, them not knowing that I'm going to waive the O fee, and then after they approve the exception, then change it around in the system. So, yeah, that's long and short of it.
As long as it doesn't cause you problems, the last thing I want you to do is cause yourself problems over one deal. I don't know have anything to do. I don't know how your guys' system works, but I don't want you to cause or stress out over this. I've already sent
No,
this guy docs.
I'm not.
I've sent this guy docs for 121, 2 points, no OP. So Yeah, I don't want to cause you any grief. Just, you know, that's not the intention.
No, it's all good. No, I know. Like I said, you know, we know each other. We got to hang out a lot. So, like I said, I've done this a couple times. It's not, and it, again, it's not come to bite me yet. I just, that's why I only kind of exploit this loophole when on a case by case, or I'd say once every quarter kind of basis. But
okay,
well, I'm sure of it. I'll do it, and why not? Because I know you worked hard on it. Want to make sure this one happens.
So let me. Do you want to send us docs and tell them, hey, these need to be back by then, and just force them to pay off? He could also just say, hey, look, I'm going to wait for a few weeks, and that it is what it is. But I'm going to try to force here as hard as possible.
Yeah.
So, I guess, do you want to send us docs or send them to Grant or Kara, or what would you like us to do?
What I will do is I have to get the exception approved up front first, so that I'll have to wait till the morning.
Okay.
So I had to, in order for me to do this little trick, I had to wait for finance to approve it. As long as they approve it, then I can go in, waive the fee, and they won't be any the wiser because I've already got the override needed.
All right, let's do this. And I'm gonna talk to this guy before you kind of put your kind of nose to the grindstone. I want to make sure. this guy make sure he's signing this month and next month. So let me talk to him, and I'm going to holler at you, or perfect. Grant will holler at you first thing tomorrow morning, so you don't work for free here, okay?
All good, man. Well, like I said, I got your back. So, you know, I hook you guys up when I can. So, yeah, just shoot me a text whenever in the morning. But, that was just an angle I just realized.
Yeah, let me give him a call and say what's up, okay?
Cool. Sounds good, man.
Thanks, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Got it.
Bye-bye.
Later.